Blindfolded Bimble marks Armed Forces Month. 30 people gathered to undertake a blindfolded bimble to raise money and support Ian. As June came to a close with celebrations and remembrance for our armed forces, one local veteran made quite significant strides, quite literally. Ian Summers, a 45-year-old former soldier from Shanklin on the Isle of Wight, led his second annual fundraising walk, the Ultra Blindfolded Bimble, on 29th of June. The event supported Blind Veterans UK's Armed Forces Month campaign, which invited people to host activities that celebrated service and raised vital funds. A Veteran's Journey. Ian enlisted into the Army in 2002 and served with the 2nd Battalion Princess of Wales Royal Regiment, completing tours in Iraq, Kuwait and Northern Ireland. His life took an unexpected turn in 2017 when he suddenly lost his sight. He described the impact. "My life changed overnight, but discovering Blind Veterans UK turned things around. They helped me to learn to use a cane so that I could walk safely unaided, provided equipment like a talking microwave, and enabled me to meet and spend time with other blind veterans, which helped me to imagine a life for myself beyond sight loss." Since 2018, Ian has been supported by the charity, which has offered him life-changing tools and a community that helped him rebuild his independence. The Blindfolded Bimble last year. Last year, Ian organised the first blindfolded bimble in which participants walked in pairs, each taking turns blindfolded, for about 3 kilometres each along the coast road between Shanklin and Sandown. Inspired by last autumn's South Coast Ultra, where he and a fellow blind veterans covered distances ranging from 25 kilometres to 100 kilometres, Ian aimed to raise the bar this year. For 2025, he asked friends, family and supporters to cover a combined 102 kilometres, the straight line distance from Shanklin to Blind Veteran UK's Rustington Centre in West Sussex and back. Ian says, "I was out in front walking with my white cane and leading the bimble. When we finished, I asked those who took part, blindfolded, how they had found it. The overwhelming response was horrible. They fed back that it was particularly scary when we came to walking along the road, and I told them I hate that too. It was definitely eye-opening for them." He reflects on his own sight loss. "My own sight loss has had a huge impact on my life. Everyday activities like taking a walk, preparing a meal, and spending time playing with my two daughters became difficult. And on the impact of Blind Veterans UK, I want to raise awareness of the personal impact of sight loss and also of Blind Veterans UK as the support I've received from the charity since 2018 has turned my life around." A call to action. Ian invited everyone to take part on the 29th of June or to organise their own blindfolded bimble. Whether walking just a few steps blindfolded or covering several kilometres, each contribution celebrated our armed forces and directly supported veterans like Ian. The bimble was an opportunity to come together to celebrate the efforts of our armed forces and thank them for their sacrifice and those of their families. "I want to ensure that other veterans like me can receive life-changing support for years to come." Supporters were encouraged to donate via Ian's Just Giving page, and many took the opportunity to find new ways to honour National Armed Forces Day through the charity's website. Ian's blindfolded bimble was more than a walk, it was a journey of trust, resilience and community. Participants laced up their shoes, donned blindfolds and took steps in solidarity.